Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. Hyundai Motor has pledged to invest $2.45 billion in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu over the next decade to boost its electric vehicle plans, according to multiple reports yesterday. The South Korean automaker signed an agreement with the state government of Tamil Nadu to increase production capacity at its Sriperumbudur plant and assemble EV battery packs, as well as to install 100 charging stations across the state in the next 5 years. Hyundai Motor India's managing director said the long-term investment would enhance manufacturing capabilities and increase production volumes to create the best EVs and internal combustion engines in Tamil Nadu for the rest of the world. Tamil Nadu currently accounts for almost 6% of all EVs manufactured in India, according to the state's industries minister, as reported by TechCrunch. WhatsApp has rolled out back-end updates to address the surge in spam calls, which have been a major problem for users in India. The messaging app owned by Meta has bolstered its AI and ML systems to counter the issue, which has led to widespread reports of harassment and scams through fraudulent calls from unknown international numbers. The new measures are expected to reduce spam calls by at least 50%, the company said in an email statement yesterday. Users have been targeted by malicious actors promoting fraudulent job offers and directing them to other messaging apps. The updates will not require users to download any additional software. India is WhatsApp's largest market with over 500 million users. In some news for computer programming enthusiasts, Julia, the popular programming language for scientific data analysis, has released a new upgrade, version 1.9, that eliminates the issue of slow startup times for complex packages, according to a press release from Julia Hub yesterday. Julia Hub is a code-to-cloud platform created by the founders of Julia Programming Language. It facilitates the development and deployment of Julia programs and is used by innovative companies in various industries such as pharmaceuticals, automotive, energy, manufacturing, and semiconductor design and manufacture. The update allows Julia to generate and save machine code for packages when they are installed, which Julia reuses every time it is launched, making it much snappier for day-to-day usage, according to the press release. Core contributors of the new version include Julia Hub, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, among others. Julia is open source and free to download and is rapidly being adopted by scientists doing exploratory data analysis. It is also used in the pharmaceutical industry for modeling drug interactions and vaccine dosing, among other applications. Now, for fans of Google's Pixel smartphones, Google has launched its latest budget smartphone, the Pixel 7a, in India at a price of ₹43,999, TechCrunch reports. While this is not an affordable price for the Indian market, it is closer to the US price of $499, TechCrunch notes. The company will also continue to sell the Pixel 6a in India with a reduced price tag of ₹29,999 to make it more affordable for customers. Despite marketing efforts, Google has yet to capture any significant market share in India, which saw 144 million smartphone shipments last year. However, the company has already shipped more than 175,000 devices in Q1 of 2023, largely thanks to the Pixel 6a. Google will face stiff competition from rivals such as Nothing, OnePlus, Vivo, and Xiaomi, who sell multiple models in the $300 to $500 range, TechCrunch notes.
That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.